Welcome to the Q&A for the 2016 Mastery and Certification Program. And some of you I know have been on a call like this before. For those of you who haven't, the way this works is I'm responding to you. So if there's something that you would like me to talk about, a particular part of the program, you can just tell me that. Or if you have a specific question for me to answer, you can tell me that. If you need help or a recommendation for something, you can tell me that. Some of you I know are already registered in this year's program, so if you have a question about setting your life up to be successful at that, successful in the program, you're welcome to do that as well. So this is everything about the Q&A, everything about mastery and certification. And also just to know, for those of you who are already registered or are planning on it, when is it exactly? We'll send out the dates. In March, we will have two different Q&As for only participants. So one Q&A will be with me, general questions about the program or anything you're wrestling with at that point. And another Q&A will be specifically about the Mastery and Certification Handbook. So the program comes with an online document with a bunch of resources, tons of resources and explanations and phone numbers and everything like that. So we have a dedicated Q&A for people who are trying to get clarity on what the handbook says, and then another Q&A for people who want to ask questions about the program. And those are in March, and those are for people, just for people who are registered. But this one is open for everybody. You can go anywhere you want. As long as it's about the program, I will go with you. All right. So if you have something that you'd like to ask, please use your keypad to raise your hand, how it works in Maestro. If you press 1 on your keypad, you can actually press 1 through 5, but in Mastery we tend to do 1 for a question, 2 for a comment, and 3 for both when we get in the program. And then 5 is used as a high five when you thought what somebody said was really cool. So, of course, you don't have to have a question to be on this call. You can just listen to the answers to other people's questions, which is often as valuable. So, Jeannie, you have your hand up. And if those of you are wondering if there's room for you to have your hand up, Catherine, I see your hand. You're the only two people right now who have your hand up. So, yay, Caroline. Okay, good. So there's no such thing as a dumb question or one I'm not happy to answer. Jeannie, you have the microphone.
Great. Hi. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Hen.
Hi. My question is from someone of my status as a Master of Leadership graduate and community educator of almost 6 years, I guess. What would the cost and requirements be for professional certification or coaching certification?
Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So I didn't explain it for those of you who are new, but usually what I do is collect all the questions and then try to answer them in an organized way, unless there's a simple something I can give to somebody and have them be able to jump off. So, Jeannie, I'm going to come back to the answer of that question, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. And Catherine, you have the microphone.
Hi. Hi, Allison.
Hi.
So I was really involved in taking all your classes a couple years ago with my partner. We're not partnered anymore, and I'm looking at your program again, and I'm excited about that. And I have a question, because the thing that really makes me excited and about your work even more than other things is the partnership, I don't even know if you teach it anymore. It was where you taught people how to release conflict and find answers within the conflict, and it was just, I thought it was miraculous and magical process. And I can't find it anywhere, and I'm wondering if you just don't teach it, or it's not part of this program, or something else. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm working my way to trying to understand what you're talking about. So we have a CD and workbook set called Celebrating Partnership with Allison Armstrong. And it's our at-home couples course. Which also applies to business and families. It's not just romantic relationships. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, and I think you used to do that as a weekend workshop, right?
Yeah, we used to do a four-day course called Couples Away, and it was a retreat, you know, a stay-at retreat that we did for couples called Partnership by Design. And we stopped doing that several years ago. We don't offer a couples retreat anymore. And it's never been part of Mastery and Certification.
Okay.
Now, I am so passionate about partnership, and I hate redundancy. So we don't have a Mastery series dedicated to the material in Celebrating Partnership because, obviously, it's readily available in that CD set. But we do this year have a Mastery series called The Heart of Partnership. And that teaches the 14 elements of partnership that we teach in the Dance of Partnership and Core Partnership. So that program is available as personal mastery, where you're working on those topics throughout the year just for your own personal use. And it's available for coaching certification because we want to develop coaches for our customers who do those programs. And participating in the Dance of Partnership or Core Partnership is a prerequisite for being in the Heart of Partnership. So it's not people's first introduction to those topics. It's people who've, you know, met them, played with them, and are in love with them and want to know how to work with them more deeply. But that series is set up so that someone can begin it in April without having done the Dance of Partnership until May in Dallas, May 21st and 22nd. But they do do that program by then.
Okay. And so basically if somebody had a coaching, I can't remember all of the words that you call things, but sort of certification or something from that. Then they could use the stuff on the partnership CD and things like that and teach that also, because you feel like that would be, they could master that on the side? Is that what you're saying? I'm sorry if I'm being intense.
That's a really good question. We don't have a certification program for that CD set right now. Those distinctions would be a good thing to have in your pocket as a coach. And what you would do if you were a Heart of Partnership coach, then when someone needed the material from the partnership, the Celebrating Partnership CD, is you would refer them to that material. So your coaching would need to tell them, go listen to that and implement that. And because we don't have a certification program for that series right now, and we're really intense about certifying people, there are tons of people who teach our material without any training, any certification, any quality assurance, nothing. There's people, they listen to something and then they go start a class and they teach our stuff. and they violate their confidentiality agreements, and they violate copyrights, and life's too short for me to chase all those people down and police their integrity, right?
Right.
We will be putting something on our website where our coaches and licensees are listed that says if, you know, if someone's offering to teach you our material that's not listed here, they have not been trained by us, not been certified by us, and we don't guarantee any of their results, right? So we will be disclaiming the people who are doing that. So we just always ask, including my workshop leaders. You know, I have people who are Queen's Code workshop leaders who get a question that's from the Queen's Code for Life or the Queen's Code of Relationships, and they know the answer to the question. Right? They did the course. They may have done it 5 times. They know the answer. But they also know they haven't been certified in providing the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to disclaim, I'm not trained in that. I can get you started by telling you this, and you should get the rest of the answer here. We're big in disclaiming what we haven't really thoroughly owned, because our mastery program is about that. It's about you internalizing the information, proving it to yourself, and proving it beyond yourself with research that you do with other people, so that you're never, you know, having or using a crutch called Allison Says.
Mm.
If a leader is saying, well, Allison says, you know, that's not it. Mastery is about saying, in my life I've used it this way, in my research I heard this from a 71-year-old man, let me quote him, which was consistent with what I also heard from a 17-year-old man named Jason, here's what he said. Like, it's all owned, it's all self-validated.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of parroting. I don't think it helps anybody. So,
you
could reference that material. It's great that you love that material, and it would make you a better coach. Everything that you know that you don't know makes you a better coach, or know that you're not qualified to do. But you can send somebody, okay, listen to that CD, because Allison is qualified to teach that material, and you can get it for $19.95 on Audible or iTunes.
Right. Right. Okay. That's really, really helpful. And the last distinction that I'm still not 100% clear on is when you certify someone as a professional with a professional certification versus a coaching, what is the major distinction between those two things? Because I see that everything isn't available in each one.
Yep. There's a huge difference. And I'm gonna hold that and come back to it.
Okay, great. Thank you very much for your answer.
You're welcome. Thanks for a great question.
Really helpful.
That was awesome. Yeah, I love that you love that material. It's some of the most important stuff we've ever published.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. All right, Carolyn has her hand up. And for those of you who joined us since we began, this is the Q&A for the 2016 Mastering Certification. And how you ask a question is by pressing 1 on your keypad. And that'll show up over here on my dashboard as having your hand up. Caroline, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. A couple questions for you. Feel free to table whatever is appropriate. My first question is with regards to the coaching certification. I am leaning towards Heart of Partnership. And I read in the subtitle, this rigorous training program requires a significant time, effort, and financial commitment. In knowing that I did Empowering Men last year, I'd like to get a little bit of sense from you around what your sense is around the time commitment, how it may be different from, you know, certification with Empowering Men from a time commitment and effort.
Okay, great question. Write it down. Yeah, we put that language in there to we can scare somebody off, you know, or set them up to win, right? We want to. All right. So I am happy to answer that question. Anything else you wanted to know?
I have questions about pricing, and then I'm also curious to know if we can apply the coaching certification for other tracks we've been certified in, such as empowering them.
Okay, so you, can you tell me your pricing question?
It looks like that the total may be $7,645 prior to the early bird discount, which would be then $7,045. But I wasn't sure if those prices were correct because it said regular tuition, and so I wasn't sure if that was the regular tuition, and I wasn't sure when the drop dead was for early bird.
Okay, let me double check because I don't seem to be able to hold prices in my head. So you'd think I'd be able to do that, but I don't. So just to make sure that I'm clear, because yeah, so the regular price for coaching certification is $7,645.
Okay.
And if you register by January 27th, you're getting a $500 discount. And the discount comes off of the deposit.
Okay.
So Mastery, as you know, is a pay-as-you-go program. We don't allow people to pay in full because we want to support people in making decisions along the way if they need to. If it's the wrong time for them to be in the program, they drop out and they don't owe us and we don't owe them. So instead of a $1,650 deposit, it would be an $1,150 deposit.
Got it.
So it's $7,145 is the total with early registration. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there is something that applies to that, which is applies to Jeannie's question. So, and I will answer that in just a moment when I answer Jeannie's question, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Caroline. So for those of you maybe noticing that I know many of these folks, it's because many people repeat mastery and certification, and because they want to get certified in a new topic series because they love having this information, or they want to continue to develop their transformational teaching skills in the weekends, or they love being part of the community, which is extraordinarily empowering. So there's a lot of reasons why people would repeat, and that's why I know these folks like Jeannie and Caroline, and now Claudia has her hand up, and then Jen has her hand up. And again, I'm gathering questions and resisting answering them immediately where possible so I can do it in more logical order. So Claudia, you have the microphone.
Hi, Allison. And if this question is not appropriate here, just let me know. That's absolutely fine. My question is, so I'm considering doing the coaching certification for both Empowering Women and Living Ecstasy in Power.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a lot of overlap between the topics for Living Ecstasy in Power and the topics for Queen Mom. And so I'm kind of wondering your take on whether that seems like a worthwhile combination, in part because for me, kind of like we had talked about before, there's like the human animal and human spirit side. And so it's nice to be able to kind of go from both sides of that when I'm speaking to folks.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Of course I'm certified in Queen Mom, but that's professional certification. So
right.
If I were coaching folks, I wouldn't be able to bring that material in. So then I'm thinking maybe doing the Living Ecstasy and Power certification would be useful in that respect so that I can bring in those topics and the additional topics as well.
Okay. I can speak to that.
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome. I love how committed you are to empowering women.
Aww.
Really cool. I like it a lot. All right, I'll come back to that. Anything else, Claudia?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, beautiful. All right, and Jen, you have your hand up. You've got the microphone.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi. I am considering doing coaching certification for empowering women. And I was wondering if you were offering remote for PML grads. And I know that the fifth weekend would be mandatory. But are you offering remote for the other four weekends?
I will answer that question.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I will be glad to answer that question. Anything else?
Not at the moment.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
So let me, you're welcome. So I'm going to go ahead and put the hands down. So if you end up with a follow-up question, you can raise your hand again if necessary, and I'll get to see it newly. And welcome those of you who joined us before, since we started. So glad to have you. All right, let me talk about this business of remote that Jen just asked about, because it applies to Jeannie's question, and it also applies to Caroline's question. So Jeannie asked if there was if the costs and the requirements change for professional and coaching certification when someone is a graduate of Mastering in Leadership. So the answer is no. There's no reviewer price, so to speak, for mastery and certification. And years and years ago, we did have a reviewer price. And then we found out that we actually were paying for reviewers to do mastery. when we finally analyzed the cost and the tuition, we're like, oh, lovely. We're paying people to do the course again. And we had to face the fact that we had no fewer costs because someone had done the program before than if they did it the first time, and that we weren't providing any less value to them because they'd done it before instead of the first time. So that was the point 2 years ago where we no longer provided a gold, what we called it, discount. Now, we did recognize at that point, though, that people who participated before and who participated fully demonstrated enough mastery of the transformational teaching skills that for them to become certified, either coaching or professional certification, that we don't need them to do the weekends again. That you're good enough. You're good enough to transform people's lives. So if you want to just participate remotely, and which means, as Jen pointed out, you're not at the first four weekends of the program. You just come to the fifth weekend of the program, whichever is appropriate for you, if it's professional or coaching certification. Those are two different weekends. So if you participated in the program in such a way before, then you can do it remotely. And that's a lower tuition because you're not paying for those four weekends, and those four weekends cost $750 each. So so the tuition for what the term is gold remote, the tuition for gold remote is $3,000 less than the regular tuition for professional and coaching certification. If you want to participate Gold Remote, to register, you'll need to contact customer care, because that's a special thing in our system that's not available online right now. Now, why do I say if you did it well enough? Because there are people who are in mastery and leadership, and either A, by the end of it, they hadn't been teaching enough and therefore practicing the transformational teaching skills for me to be willing to certify them. Like, you know, crown you. You are a transformational teacher. I'm not willing to certify them in their ability because of what I saw in the program. And I remember what I saw in the program, even though we have over 500 mastery graduates. The other thing is there are people who did mastery too long ago. So the first mastery began 10 years ago, and the development of our transformational teaching skills themselves, how we teach, has changed in the last 10 years and improved vastly in the last 10 years. And our teaching methods, our training methods in mastery have changed dramatically in the last probably 4 years. So if someone is from an old mastery, their skills are not up to snuff for me to be willing to certify them. So they would need to participate in the program, including all the weekends. Or even if they did it in the last 4 years, but they did it ComEd and they're skating through and not really putting it in and showing it to me every Friday night what they had, you know, how much they had advanced, then there are people that I actually would say, no, I'm not willing for you to do it remote. I won't certify you. So as I was saying to Catherine earlier, we take this certification business really seriously. And just that someone, like, could pay to be certified, you can't buy it. It's not a degree you can buy. You actually have to have this stuff. So that's an answer to your question, Jeannie. And obviously, in your case, you participated thoroughly and well in mastery leadership. And so if you wanted to participate as remote gold in coaching certification, I would welcome you doing it. And I think you'd be brilliant as a coach. You know, that's one of the things I already love about you. And I would prefer that you came to the weekends, because you would have a ball. And I always love being with you, and the stuff we've been doing just gets hotter and hotter all the time. Okay, so if you, Jeannie, I'm just going to check and see, did that answer your questions about that?
Yes, thoroughly.
Okay, good. Do you have a follow-up
Thanks.
Question?
No, I think I'm clear.
Okay,
thank you.
Awesome. Thanks,
Jeannie.
Appreciate you. Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
Oh.
What did you say?
There are still openings for Liberating with Honor in the coaching?
I believe that there is, and I will double check, and because I have secret, special, high-level access, I can do such things, and God bless the internet. Liberating with Honor coaching certification. Yes, there is space.
Okay.
A lot of people, I think, are waiting until closer to January 27th. So the one that's at the most risk for closing right now is the Empowering Men certification series that only has 5 spaces left. And the other ones, Empowering Women certification has 8 spaces left, and the others are good. They have 8 or 10 spaces in them. Okay?
Awesome.
Does that give you what you need?
Yep. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. So now, lots of questions about professional and coaching certification. And let me just double check. Oh, so Jen, for you as well, obviously, source team member until very recently. You could do coaching certification remotely in Empowering Women. I definitely would approve of that. And you need to contact customer care to do remote gold. Okay, good. So you got what you needed. All right. Thanks for the high five. I'm going to take that as you need something. If you have a follow-up question, you can change it to one at any point just by pushing the button. Let's see. Claudia, you're asking for recommendation for this topic. So let me talk about the difference between professional certification and coaching certification. And then that will go into Caroline's question in terms of time and effort. And Caroline, for your, I answered your pricing question, and you also could decide about remote gold if you wanted to. All right, so professional versus coaching certification. You'll notice that there's a big price difference in these. And the reason for the big price difference has nothing to do with how much work they require. They require an equal amount of work. What the price difference refers to is the rights that are transferred to you, that you're empowered with. And the person who pointed out to me how little we charge for these rights is on the line, and I will always appreciate that about you, Amy, and I'll get to your question there in just a moment. So it's less than, well, it's in the neighborhood of $3,000 that we charge to give you extraordinary rights in professional certification. And the extraordinary rights are that you can take the material that you learned and demonstrated your ability to teach in a way that profoundly alters people's lives. You can take that material and you can repackage and resell and reformulate and put it together with your stuff however you want, and you can have seminars, workshops, individual coaching, executive coaching, apply it to your being a therapist, individuals, groups. You can write a book, have a TV show, write a screenplay, translate something into a different language, document it all with scripture. The contract says, you know, in all forms and formats are now and into perpetuity, in the universe known and unknown. It's they're phenomenal rights that we give you to use this information and put it out into the world in the way that you would. And we give you the rights to do that, and we have 9 calls a year where I'm available to answer questions and coach you if you need it. We have 9 calls together as a group, so it's a group coaching setup to help you with that, to advise you with that. And the 5th weekend for professional certification it's 2 days, and it's all about me trying to give to you the best practices that we learned, mostly the hard way, in 21 years of having a transformational business, including surviving 2 recessions. So we're really all about empowering your expression of what you have demonstrated that you're mastered. And with professional certification, you can use 100% of our material in what you're providing. You don't have to mix it in with your own material, which is the kind of certification we used to have for our licensed partners instead of our certification partners. They can only use 40%. You can use 100%. And we charge a whole $3,000 for that rate. Now, coaching certification is really different, and it costs what it costs. Because it's just as much effort on our part to certify you as a coach as it is to certify you professionally, but you don't get the same rights. Coaching certification is designed to train people to become coaches for PACS, for our company, and to coach our customers. And so it's not about having an independent coaching business. It's not about coaching our material and something that already exists for you. It's literally by passing the coaching intensive, which you have to pass, you're now eligible to be hired by PACS. And there's a risk involved because we don't guarantee how much work you're going to get. We can't guarantee how much work you're going to get because there's too much that has to do with you. If someone signs up from our site to get coaching with you just because they love your picture, whether or not they sign up again is going to have everything to do with what you deliver in your calls with them. And we can train you to deliver a lot, but we can't make you deliver a lot. So coaching certification is doesn't have the same rights as professional certification. And many of you have noticed that they're not all available for every series. So we have 4 series where you can only get coaching certification. And we have 2 series, Intentional Dating and Liberating with Honor, where you can get coaching or professional certification. And the difference is that for the 4 series that you can only get coaching certification, we have courses that we've gone to tremendous time, effort, and expense to formulate over the years. So each one of those 4 series correlates to one of our graduate or advanced courses at PACS. And so we're not training someone to set themselves up as a competitor for those programs. We're just not doing it. We put too much into it. But we do need coaches for those programs, and because many of our, when people register, they get coaching as one of their bonuses, and they need to get their coaching, and we need more coaches. And especially with our online learning center being set up to show up later this year, people who are doing our curriculum independently and online, they're going to need coaching as well, and that's going to go out all over the world. So that's why we're developing coaches. And something just to know about our mastery and certification program is that it's always in alignment with what we need to fulfill our mission. We're mission-driven, so we're always looking at what do we need, and mastery is a place that we develop it. So there's always a self-motivation component to what's available. It's not so much preservation, but extending our reach and our ability to fulfill our mission. Now, Liberating with Honor and Intentional Dating, those do provide the ability to be professional or coaching. So it means that if you do coaching, then you'd be coaching on our website, providing healing and noble forgiveness, or supporting people in being intelligent, conscious, effective daters. And the only course we have about dating is In Sync with the Opposite Sex. It's a product. It's not a life course. But people do want coaching in how to date. It's one of our biggest demands. And then more and more as people learn about the possibilities of perpetual restoration, that you never have to walk around with a hole in you, noble healing and noble forgiveness are becoming more and more in demand. So you can be a coach on our site in those two topics, or you can do your own thing. You're not competing with a course that we have, and we totally want that information out in the world in all these different forms and formats, and young people and old people and every which way you can translate it and contribute it because of your point of view and your community. We want that. So that's why those two series have both. And one of the things that's been asked on past calls is, what if I don't pass the coaching intensive? In the coaching intensive, we'll teach you to coach the way that we do. What do you ask? How do you set up a customer? What do you ask? How do you listen? How do you sort what you're hearing? And how do you, within a few minutes, create a custom program for somebody, because that's what you're doing. It's a custom program. How do you do that? And So we'll teach you how to do it. You'll practice doing it, and then you'll actually have to pass the test in doing it. And because all our coaching happens over the phone, you're not going to be looking at that person when you're coaching them. You're going to be back to back. You're not going to be able to see them. You're going to have to listen keenly. So this is part of Carolyn's question about time and effort. So if you're in coaching certification, instead of teaching groups of people like you can in professional certification, we're going to keep insisting that you teach one-on-one and that you teach one-on-one over the phone. Now, can you teach one-on-one in person? You can. You can do that. You can't teach groups of people in coaching certification. You're not given permission to do that. But you can teach people one-on-one in person, but you, if you do it too much, you'll set yourself up to fail. You'll rely too much on visual cues. You need to learn to be able to hear not only what people are asking or frustrated by or upset by, but what's behind it. And it's really keen listening skills and organizational skills and teaching skills. So during the year, professional certification and coaching certification look exactly the same in terms of you learning and researching, except for the teaching part, teaching individuals over the phone, or if you're doing professional certification, we encourage you to teach however you plan to use it. So if you're teaching corporate executives, do that during the program. Now, or teaching groups, or doing a podcast, however you're going to do it in your professional practice, do that during the course so you can develop the ability to do that and you can get support from us in that. So that's what's different, Caroline, in the time and effort. Now, you asked a third question about can you apply coaching certification to the Empowering Men certification you already got, professional certification. So there's two different things. So the coaching training, something that a lot of people who got professional certification are doing is coming back just for the coaching intensive. So if you're not in coaching certification, the coaching intensive costs $1,000, and it happens in March of 2017. So if you were not doing a series, but you wanted to learn how to coach the way that we coach and apply it to your professional expression of empowering men, you can do that. If you're in coaching certification, like in Heart of Partnership, then your tuition already covers that weekend, and you can apply the ability that you gain that weekend to your professional expression of empowering men. So those are two different ways that it applies. Carolyn, would you raise your hand if you have a follow-up question to that? So one, if you have a question, and two, if you got what you needed? Hasn't responded. Ah, one, she has a question. Okay, follow-up question.
Thank you. You gave me a lot of what I need. So the one-on-one teaching over the phone or in person, can't be in groups, we'll still be doing all of the same research, which I believe was 12 or something research topics based on the particular topic of that we choose. And then it would be an additional 10 to 12 or more one-on-one coaching sessions. Is that
my understanding? Yes, you're welcome. Yep. So
okay.
For people who don't know, you research each topic. You're required to research with 11 people plus yourself. So you always start with yourself, and we teach you how to do that in the first weekend. And you have a template for your research journal, and we're actually going to go over that in the first weekend. And you start with yourself, and then you research with 11 other people. And you can do that in small groups, Caroline. You don't have to have 11 different sessions. I don't recommend having more than 4 people in a research group, but you definitely can economize your time that way. And then, yes,
okay.
It technically could end up being more teaching time because you need to teach at least 10 people one-on-one. So you've got 10 solid half hours, and it could grow into 10 solid hours of teaching those topics.
Easily. And so the sign-off then is literally a one-on-one coaching with a coach that assesses you at the end of that coaching session. Is that correct?
The demonstration call for coaching certification will seem exactly like professional certification because we haven't taught you how to coach yet. A huge part of being a coach at PAX is being a terrific teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So all of your demonstrations are your ability to teach the topic, and then the fifth weekend is when we teach you how to coach.
Okay, say that for me again. So the demo calls are all about
Yeah, it's great. I like what you're asking. I want to provide it for everybody. Catherine, by the
Thanks.
Way, I was simultaneously answering your question. So if you got what you needed, if you would press 2, and if you would press 1 if you have a follow-up question, so I can plan that into my timeline here. And I see you, Amy, and I'm coming soon. So again, since you've done professional certification, the only difference during the year is teaching individuals instead of teaching whatever, right? Teaching individuals over the phone. When you do your demonstration call, just like professional certification, in your demonstration call, you are teaching the topic.
Okay.
So you're demonstrating your mastery of that topic and your ability to teach that topic, because 90% of the coaching at PAX is teaching.
Mm-hmm.
People, they need to learn something, or they were in the program, but they didn't get it, so they need to be retaught it.
Okay.
You need to find out what they missed, or they were having a diffuse awareness moment, or they missed the knot, and so they've been doing something that's the opposite, right? So teaching is a huge part of coaching here, and that's why the year is all about teaching the topic, learning, researching, and teaching the topic and showing your mastery of that. And then being certified in that, you have to get signed off on both your journal. That's different this year. You can't just turn in a journal. Your journal has to be signed off in professional and coaching certification. And then you have your demonstration. And then you're signed off on your 8 topics, and you come to the coaching intensive weekend.
Okay, so the coaching intensive weekend is where the determination is, did we get enough of the skills around listening, being able to put together a program that is appropriate for our clients, and being able to help them with their specific needs and desires and you know, what they're looking for in that coaching session. Is that correct?
Yes, and we will teach it to you. Anything that's
okay.
different than what we work on the weekends, we'll teach it to you, and we'll practice, and we're committed to you passing. We'll do everything we can to have you pass, but that's what the fifth weekend's about.
Awesome. I had one other question. Do you want me to raise my hand or ask it now?
Go ahead and ask, and I'll, Amy's so cute. She changed it to a 2. All right, Amy, would you press 3 if your 2 means that you got what you needed? You did. Okay, I love these codes. Thank you, Amy. All right, Caroline, what's your question? And I haven't heard from Catherine yet if she has a follow-up question. So, Catherine, please press 1 if you have a follow-up question, 2 if you got what you needed. All right, Caroline, what's your next question?
Okay, so for the gold remote, I know we had several people pop in and out of weekends. Is it safe to assume that we could do the same this next year and pick weekends based on where we felt like we wanted to do a deeper dive, and that would cost us an additional $750 plus hotel and travel, et cetera, to attend those weekends?
Yeah, you can do it that way.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you can do it that way. There are people, Gold Remote, who knew they wanted the work that happens in the second weekend and the third weekend. You know, those are, as you know, pivotal. So, yes, that's possible. As Gold Remote, you can pay to attend just one weekend.
or more.
And does that decision need to be made up front, or as we sort of dive into the program and give some notice and say we want to attend?
I don't need it up front. You just would let Melissa know, and she'd get your tuition handled.
Okay, great. Awesome. Thank you. You've given me what I need. I appreciate
it. Yay, I gave you what you needed. Awesome. Okay, so now, Claudia asked for a recommendation, and some of you may have no idea what she was talking about. Last year we had a series called Queen Mom, which was developed by one of our senior workshop leaders named Jamie Myers, who led the Queen's Code for Life and the Queen's Code for Relationship courses, as well as the Queen's Code. And she was given not only permission but encouragement to develop a course that translated the Queen's Code for Life material and some other information into a way that could really powerfully impact mothers and support them in being their best selves when motherhood just pulls for instinct literally 24/7. And so she developed a program called Queen Mom, and last year we had a certification series which Claudia participated in. So in answer to your question, Claudia, and I'm going to actually give you the microphone so this is a little more dialogue. Is that okay?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, good. So here's the real problem in your request for a recommendation. I know the names of the Queen Mom topics. I know the description of the Queen Mom topics. I participated in one of the calls of the Queen Mom topics in the early days and actually spoke to what that distinction was. I don't have an intimate knowledge of the Queen Mom topics. You know way more about them than I do. So you are more qualified to know where those topics are going to intersect the Queen's Code for Life topics. Mm-hmm. You're more qualified to know that. Now, I can tell you this, though. I can tell you that I've been engaged in those topics since 1996, and I'm still learning.
Yes.
Okay. Layer after layer of being queen. New possibilities showing up all the time. Places to apply the information it never occurred to me to apply. Right? Like what the heck? You know? Like yesterday I was on PAX Community Connects, and I was talking about our mission, right? That our mission mm-hmm. is to alter society's culture by transforming the way men and women relate to themselves and others. And I was just speaking to, what does this mean, transform the way you relate to yourself? Right? Relate to yourself. Mm-hmm. Transform the way you relate to yourself. And what popped out of my mouth was, so do you relate to yourself as an object that's going to be happy when you have the perfect job and the perfect house and the perfect body and the perfect, I don't think I said body, but we should throw that in, and the perfect amount of money in the bank and the perfect children and the perfect spouse, then you're going to be happy. Do you relate to yourself as an object that's going to be happy when your circumstances are perfect? Or might you transform how you relate to yourself so that you're really collection of extraordinary qualities that's your gift to the planet, and that if you set up your life to keep filling yourself up with who you really are, your sense of happiness and satisfaction and fulfillment in life will be completely independent of your circumstances. That's what the Queen's Code for Life is about, right? That's what Living Ecstasy mm-hmm. Empower is about. So I haven't come to the end of places in life where I still have room to transform myself from an object to the expression of my noble qualities, to the embodiment of my noble qualities, and what it takes to do that. I haven't gotten to the end of that. So I think that your experience in Queen Mom is just going to enrich your experience in with living ecstasy and power. And if you, yes, you would get coaching certification living in ecstasy and power. So it might be a little weird, like if that slips into your professional Queen Mom practice, all I'd ask you to do with what was a little weird is say, can I add this? Can I just do this over here? Because it's really missing and they need it and Dreamy didn't teach it to me. And I go, oh, please, God, Claudia, please do that. Please take care of the moms. The moms need everything that we can. And if you were coaching on our site and what this person needed was what you learned from Queen Mom, please give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please. You're certified in it. Please give it to your coaching clients on our site. We would put you under specialty coaching for Queen Momness. You know, mm-hmm. specializes in mothers being their best. We would totally do that.
Thank you.
Look. And you and I already had the conversation about how, you know, the awesome bookends between human animal and human spirit with empowering women.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Does that give you what you need?
It gives me more to think about. That's for sure. And I think it is what I need. Yes.
Okay.
I wasn't looking for like a straight answer from you anyway. So it is.
Okay.
Absolutely. I appreciate that. That's really helpful.
You're welcome. I love where you're looking. It really, really tickles me. Okay, so everybody, we have arrived at the top of the hour, and I get to go from this to our training. Here is challenge training, so I'm not going to dawdle, but let me open up the microphone, and first I just want to thank you, Roxanne, I see you from Chicago. We would so love to have someone in Mastery from Chicago. Gordon, thank you for attending again. I love how you're soaking up everything that you need. Lisa, I don't know where you're from, and I don't know which Lisa you are, but I'm really glad to have you. And so everyone, thank you for your questions. And last but not least, Melissa Mednick, who's our coordinator, is available if you have more questions and you need help sorting out what to do and what's right for you. And she is the guardian of the integrity of our program, so she wants nothing more than you being fitted into the right place for you, because that really supports our program. And you can reach Melissa by emailing her at melissa@understandmen.com, and then she can set up a time to talk to you. And if you're thinking about participating this year, please, and you need help, please, you know, email her soon, because the 27th is next Wednesday, and we'd love for you to have the early registration discount. All right, I'm going to open it up to say goodnight to everybody.